Because God is the source of all spiritual food. It's the only place to go where your soul can be fed with spiritual food is to God. And so love Him with all of your heart. And then the other thing that that I want to encourage the kids, it says, and these words that I command you this day shall be in thine heart. Let the words of God be a part of your heart. I really loved the way Sue and Haley presented that this morning. The great verse of Scripture that says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Not only did they use that verse that instructs us that, but they showed us how you can hide it in your heart, because by the time the words were all gone, off of the written words, the word was in our kids' heart, and they could say, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And the other thing that I want to do this morning is to talk a little bit about where kids get spiritual food, how it's delivered. This passage of Scripture goes on to share that. It says, and thou shalt teach them, talking about these words, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. It's important for us to understand that, and especially as children, that these words that we're talking about here, God has instituted a delivery system for them. And part of that delivery system is parents to teach their children. A part of that delivery system is the church. It's Sabbath school. Parents, bring your kids to Sabbath school. Bring your children to let them learn. Bring them to Sabbath school. Let them get these words that our teachers use all kinds of illustrations and stories and things to put them together, to get them out of the book and into their heart. You know that what's in this book can never do anybody any good unless it's in their heart. And we have Sabbath school to help the kids get these words out of the book and into their hearts. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Sabbath school plays an important role in that. And then I'll just mention another passage of Scripture that I love. It talks about Timothy, or Paul talks about Timothy, the young lad who was just getting into the ministry with him, and he said, I see the faith is in you, and he said, it's the same faith that I saw in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And so the delivery system was from grandma to daughter to grandchild to great-grandchild. The same faith that I saw in your grandmother and in your mother, I saw it in you. The delivery system. And then I want to point you to just how important that this spiritual food is in a passage of Scripture. And I want you to listen real carefully to this. I'm reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. But just listen. Don't even try to turn to it in your Bible. Just listen to what it says. It says, and that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Listen to that. That from a child, that's why you're here. That's why your parents bring you. That's why you talk to you about the Bible and talk to you about the Lord. That's why they give you this instruction. Because it says that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, that are able to make thee wise unto salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. The other part of this is a blessing for our children. And I want to suggest this. It's hard to have the blessings of the Lord if we don't do what I was just talking about. You understand what I'm saying? It's hard for us to get the blessings of the Lord if we don't do what we've been talking about out of the book. And we want the blessings today. And so as we think about that, I'd like you to think about a couple of things. One is a renewed commitment to our children, your children, to hold the book up, to be more positive, less critical, to talk about more simple things, stay away from the complicated issues, and bring the simple gospel message to our kids. Now, I'm not saying there's not a place for that other, there is, but our kids need to hear the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. That Christ died for their sins, and they can have Christ in their heart, and they can have eternal life. But we need to bring the message simple. Very simple. The other thing is to consider helping in the children department. We always need helpers. And so consider being a volunteer. We want God to be in our midst, and we want God to bless our children in our Sabbath school. The only way He's going to do that is that we have our children there, and we help those who are directing it to have staff to take care of the kids. So let's think about that as we think about it, asking for God's blessings. And as we conclude here, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have prayer together. And I'd like for you to bow your heads reverently, just sitting there. And I'd like for you to think about our church, and I'd like for you to think about our children. I'd like to think for you to think about your influence, what they see in you that helps us with this. I'd like for you to think about volunteering, encouraging, strengthening, being an example so that God's abundant blessings can come down and be a part of our church and our families. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God of heaven above and earth beneath, God of our fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, God who created the world so marvelously, God who alone holds life in His hands, God, You who allow a man and a woman to form a family and have beautiful children, it's You that we come to today. We come to You for Your blessings, but we fully recognize that we have a responsibility in order to receive those good blessings. And may You help us rise up as a church as fathers and mothers, as grandfathers and grandmothers. May you help us to rise up to the cause that you have on earth among men. And may these little children be able to see your presence in our lives. Father, today, may you bless those who work with our children. And above that, may you bless that these children will have a lodging place in their hearts for your word, that they'll hide it there in a good spot where it'll always be usable for them. And Father, I pray that you will bless these children and help them to commit their lives to Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you would help them to make the decisions that would bring Christ into their heart and eternal life into their future. Bless our labors, our church family, our individual families, and each person. In Jesus' name, amen.